Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The 40-Day Sugar Fast, a transformative book by Wendy Speak that offers more than just a dietary challenge. Published in 2019, this book invites readers on a spiritual journey towards a healthier lifestyle by exploring the profound impact that cutting out sugar can have on one's relationship with food and, more importantly, with God. Wendy Speak combines biblical narratives, personal stories, and insightful mini-sermons to illustrate how distancing oneself from sugar can simultaneously bring one closer to spiritual fulfillment. This book is not just about improving physical health, but also about enriching one's spiritual life through the discipline of fasting. Wendy Speak, an actress turned author, has made a significant impact through her work, focusing on faith, family, and the teachings of the scripture. Known for her engaging writing style, Speak has authored several other influential books, including The 40-Day Social Media Fast, Triggers, and Parenting Scripts. As the organizer of an annual online 40-day sugar fast, she has guided countless individuals in their quest for a deeper connection with their faith and a healthier lifestyle. The 40-day sugar fast is suitable for anyone looking to improve their eating habits and feel better physically. It's particularly appealing to those who follow a Bible-centered lifestyle and are in search of a spiritual framework to support their health and wellness goals. If you are on the lookout for a book that bridges the gap between spiritual growth and physical health, this episode is for you. Join us as we explore how Wendy Speak's innovative approach to fasting can inspire a more fulfilling and health-conscious life. The 40-Day Sugar Fast, where physical detox meets spiritual transformation. Introduction: Embrace a Sweeter Life by Fasting from Sugar to Get Closer to God. Imagine the all-too-common scene where emotional comfort is sought in the sweetness of a chocolate bar or the soothing churn of ice cream. These moments, while seemingly innocuous, underscore a deeper quest for solace in the quick-fix solutions that sugar offers. But what if, nestled within our reach for these sugary comforts, there's a yearning for something far more profound than the fleeting pleasure they provide? The 40-Day Sugar Fast by Wendy Speak invites us on a transformative journey that goes beyond mere dietary changes. It's not just about cutting out the excess sugar from our diets, it's about discovering what we're truly hungering for. Speak illuminates a path where the sweetness of sugar is replaced with the profound, life-altering sweetness of spiritual nourishment. In an era where distractions abound and the quick-fix mentality prevails, sugar has become our go-to solution for both the highs and lows of life. We celebrate with it, we console ourselves with it, and before we know it, we're caught in a cycle where sugar becomes our emotional crutch. However, Speak suggests that this reliance on sugar can cloud our vision and steer us away from a deeper connection with God. Through a compelling narrative that weaves together biblical insights and personal anecdotes, Speak proposes a fast, not just from sugar, but from all that distracts us from the divine. This 40-day journey is not about deprivation, but about enrichment and gaining clarity. By abstaining from the temporary pleasures sugar offers, we open ourselves to the enduring, fulfilling presence of God in our lives. This fast is not just a dietary challenge, it's a spiritual awakening. As you embark on this journey, you'll encounter stories of transformation that echo the profound impact of replacing worldly comforts with the everlasting comfort found in God's Word. It's an invitation to a richer, more meaningful life, a life where every void we attempt to fill with sugar is instead filled with a deeper understanding and relationship with the divine. In parting from sugar, we're not just saying goodbye to empty calories, but to all that hinders our spiritual growth. The 40-Day Sugar Fast is more than a book. It's a transformative experience that promises not just a healthier lifestyle, but a more spiritually enriched life. Join the journey and discover the true sweetness that comes from drawing closer to God. Part 1: The Sweet Illusion. When sugar becomes more than just a treat. Picture this: it's another uneventful Wednesday afternoon at the office. The clock seems to be moving backward, and with a couple of hours left until you can call it a day, the lure of a coffee break becomes irresistible. As you enter the break room, your eyes catch sight of a plate full of brownies, courtesy of a generous co-worker. Without a second thought, you grab one along with your coffee, hoping for that much-needed energy boost to get you through the day. Or consider this. You've been entrusted with the honor of being the maid of honor at your best friend's wedding, but planning isn't exactly your strong suit. After a tense conversation with the bride's insistent mother, you find yourself rummaging through the freezer for some ice cream, seeking solace in its creamy depths. Celebrate a pivotal moment, like your daughter's graduation, and it's almost a given that a cake from the best bakery in town will be the centerpiece of the celebration. Do you notice the underlying theme? In times of stress, boredom, or even celebration, we're inclined to turn to sugar for comfort or as a means of marking the occasion. But the question begs to be asked, can that cookie, candy bar, or slice of cake truly address the boredom, anxiety, or celebratory need we're trying to fill? And more importantly, is it really the only way we know how to cope or celebrate? The truth is, relying on sugar to fill emotional voids or complement our happiest moments doesn't resolve our underlying issues. It merely masks them. Beyond the temporary uplift sugar provides lies a deeper, unaddressed emptiness that no physical substance can truly satisfy. This emptiness seeks a different kind of nourishment, one that can't be found on a plate or in a bowl, but in a spiritual connection. Only by filling our lives with the Word of God rather than sugar can we begin to address the deeper yearnings that drive us towards these sweet, but ultimately unsatisfying fixes. Embarking on a 40-day sugar fast offers a powerful opportunity to break free from the sugar habit, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. It's a journey towards discovering the genuine source of joy and fulfillment that lasts longer than any sugar rush, a joy found in a deeper connection with the divine. In shedding our dependence on sugar to navigate life's ups and downs, we open ourselves to a world of authentic happiness and satisfaction, one where every longing is met not by temporary fixes, but by everlasting spiritual sustenance. Embrace the challenge of the 40-day sugar fast and uncover the true sweetness that life has to offer beyond the fleeting pleasure of sugar. Part 2. Laying the foundation for your sugar-free journey. Embarking on a 40-day journey to cleanse your palate and life of sugar is a commendable undertaking. But before you dive headfirst into this transformative experience, it's crucial to set some ground rules to navigate this path with clarity and purpose. Choosing the right time for your detox is the first step. You'll want to avoid periods filled with travel, social gatherings, or any significant events that might present undue challenges or temptations. The goal is to minimize stress and simplify your environment to support your detox journey fully. Next comes the critical task of defining what sugar means to you. For some, eliminating obvious culprits like candies, chocolates, and cakes might be the extent of their fast. Others may choose to go deeper, cutting out foods that contain hidden sugars or high fructose corn syrup, such as certain condiments and pre-packaged foods. Then there's the decision about natural sweeteners like stevia or monk fruit. Will these be acceptable substitutes in your morning coffee, or will you forego sweeteners altogether? The consumption of carbohydrates, including pasta and bread, which convert into sugars in the body, also presents a dilemma. Will they stay or will they go? As you navigate these decisions, remember that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. This detox is a highly personal journey, tailored by you, for you. Once you've set your boundaries, take the practical step of purging your pantry and home of the foods and ingredients you've chosen to avoid. Restock your shelves with healthier alternatives like nut butters, an array of dried and fresh fruits, and a bounty of seasonal vegetables to support your sugar-free journey. However, a word of caution as you begin, avoid replacing one fixation with another. While it may be tempting to fill the void left by after-dinner sweets with a plethora of sugar-free recipes and culinary experiments, remember that the ultimate aim is not just to substitute one dessert for another, but to transcend the need for such treats altogether. The essence of this detox is to find fulfillment not in the temporary comfort of food, but in the deep, sustaining nourishment of spiritual wellness. As you embark on this path, remember that this is more than just a detox from sugar. It's an invitation to a deeper, more meaningful engagement with life. By setting the groundwork with thoughtful, personalized rules, you're not just preparing for a diet change, but for a profound shift in how you seek and find true contentment. Part 3: Turning Faith into Your Ultimate Ally in the Battle Against Sugar. The tale of the Battle of Jericho, as narrated in the Book of Joshua, paints a vivid picture of faith as an unstoppable force. As the Israelites move closer to their promised land, they face a daunting challenge: the fortified city of Jericho. Joshua encounters a divine figure who commands him to recognize the sanctity of the ground he stands on by removing his sandals. Following divine instructions, the Israelites march around Jericho once daily for 6 days. On the seventh day, their persistent faith and obedience culminate in victory as the city's walls collapse with the blare of their trumpets, symbolizing the triumph of faith over formidable obstacles. Drawing from this powerful biblical narrative, consider the parallel with our contemporary battle against sugar addiction. Just as Joshua viewed the ground beneath his feet as holy, imagine treating your body with the same reverence, as a temple deserving protection and respect. In the United States, annual sugar consumption hovers around 150 to 170 pounds per person, an alarming figure that equates to the sugar content found in 4 daily sodas over a year. Identifying your personal Jericho, be it the habitual morning pastry, the afternoon soda, or the nightly chocolate treat, is the first step in confronting this challenge head on. Visualize your faith as the most potent weapon in your arsenal against the siege of sugar addiction. Much like Joshua's unwavering faith led to the crumbling of Jericho's walls, your faith can be the force that tears down the barriers of addiction and frees you from its grasp. Embarking on this journey, it's natural to encounter moments of frustration, moodiness, and temptation. Yet, let Joshua's faith inspire you. Even before the walls fell, Joshua celebrated, confident in his victory through divine support. Emulating Joshua's faith in your daily struggle against sugar will not only help you overcome cravings, but will also empower you to celebrate each small victory along the way. In essence, this journey is not merely about abstaining from sugar, but about harnessing the transformative power of faith. It invites you to view your body as a sacred space and to recognize that, with faith as your weapon, no challenge, not even sugar addiction, is insurmountable. Part 4: Navigating the Battleground, the Hidden Foes in Your Sugar Journey. In every narrative, there exists a protagonist and an antagonist, a beacon of light and a shadow of temptation. Just as Christ illuminates the path of righteousness, lurking among us is the ever-present force of temptation, silently cheering for our missteps and failures. Confronting our adversaries isn't limited to grand battles. Often, it's the seemingly innocuous temptations that pose the greatest threat. Take, for example, the pie you've meticulously wrapped in plastic, intending to preserve but not consume. Yet, it whispers temptations, inviting you to indulge in just one bite, which inevitably spirals into more. This isn't merely about resisting a treat. It's an emblematic struggle against the empty promises of temporary satisfaction. The journey towards fulfillment isn't found in the fleeting pleasure of sugary delights, but in the enriching embrace of knowledge and divine righteousness. While sugar might offer a momentary escape from life's trials, an afternoon lull or a heartache, it falls dramatically short of providing the deep, lasting solace only found in the profound wisdom of biblical teachings. Remember, sugar may seem like a sweet companion, but it lacks the capacity to offer true love or comfort. This unconditional support is found only in God. As you arm yourself with the teachings and wisdom of the Word, extend this nourishment to those around you. Emulate Jesus, who not only fed the hungry but shared spiritually enriching sustenance with those in his midst, envisioned salvation as the most precious of feasts, and generously share this meal with your community. Recognition and praise are immaterial. The true mission lies in reaching out to those yet to experience the transformative power of God's Word, aiding them in their spiritual battles. Be wary, though, of the adversaries camouflaged in plain sight. In moments of weakness during your sugar fast, it's tempting to seek alternative distractions, such as losing oneself in the endless scroll of social media. Though you may have averted one vice, inadvertently, you might have succumbed to another, exchanging one foe for a new form of escapism. Investigate the origins of your impulsive actions. Dive deep to unearth the root causes of these compulsions and rest only when you reveal the profound truth that no earthly pleasure, no temporary fix, can mend the voids within your soul. Only through a steadfast connection with God can you truly find the peace and fulfillment you seek. Part 5. Navigating the pitfalls of unseen idols in our lives. In our journey to live a more fulfilled, spiritually centered life, it's easy to pinpoint obvious distractions like social media as detractors from our spiritual path. However, the challenge doesn't end with sidestepping the digital world. It extends to confronting the less apparent idols that may hold sway over our lives. Consider the aspects of your life to which you might be overly attached, even those that seem benign or inherently positive. For instance, your deep commitment to animal welfare through volunteering at the Humane Society might be a source of pride and joy. Your actions, from fostering dogs to supporting adoption events, are undoubtedly admirable. Yet, if this passion begins to consume you to the extent that it feels like an indispensable part of your existence, it's time to reflect. This is where the words from Matthew 5:29-30 resonate deeply, teaching us about the necessity of letting go of anything that diverts us from our spiritual path, regardless of its initial appearance of goodness or nobility. Living a Christ-centered life imbues your existence with inherent meaning. The pursuit of external validation, whether through commendable deeds, food indulgence, or the pursuit of relationships, cannot rival the fulfillment that comes from a deep connection with spirituality. Any dependency that seeks to occupy the sacred space within our hearts reserved for spiritual nourishment must be recognized for what it is, a false idol obstructing our communion with our faith. Alcohol serves as a prime example of such an idol, often masquerading as a harmless aspect of social gatherings or a routine end-of-day relaxation ritual. Propose a 40-day hiatus from alcohol and watch the resistance emerge, even among those who may readily acknowledge the benefits of sobriety. This resistance begs introspection. Why the reluctance to part with something that offers no real benefit but contributes to empty calorie intake, disrupts blood sugar levels, and potentially unbalances gut bacteria and hormonal equilibrium? The defensive insistence on the necessity of that daily glass of wine reveals the presence of an idol, another challenge to confront in the quest to prioritize spirituality in our lives. Identifying and addressing these hidden attachments, no matter how innocuous they may appear, is crucial in clearing the path for a more genuine, spiritually focused existence. Part 6. Mindful allocation, focusing your attention where it matters most. In our continuous exploration of the dynamics between sugar consumption and spiritual engagement, it's crucial to understand how the choices we make about where we channel our focus can significantly impact our lives. Let's delve deeper into this concept through an everyday analogy. Imagine your bank account, a finite repository from which you allocate funds to various necessary expenditures, mortgage payments, utilities, car maintenance, and perhaps even the occasional credit card bill. After addressing these obligations, you're left to decide how to utilize the remaining balance. Will you support a charitable cause, indulge in a long-desired travel adventure, or invest in that new dining set? This scenario mirrors the way we distribute our attention and care, resources just as finite as our financial means. Dedicating effort to making your home a welcoming space is commendable, yet it's essential to ensure that this doesn't eclipse the importance of nurturing your relationship with God. Likewise, while seeking new experiences through travel can enrich one's life, it shouldn't detract from your spiritual quest and growth. By consciously reducing your sugar intake, you inadvertently free up more space for spiritual engagement. However, one might wonder if such a disciplined approach to fasting and abstinence could lead to boredom. Interestingly, boredom isn't so much a consequence of the fast itself, but rather a catalyst for the sugar cravings many experience. Consider the post-Thanksgiving meal lethargy, where the sedative effect of a large meal leads you to seek a pick-me-up, like espresso, setting off a biochemical cascade that ultimately spikes your blood sugar levels, a true chemical roller coaster. Contrastingly, fasting, including from sugar, often yields the opposite effect, heightened mental clarity and alertness. Many who embark on sugar fasts, regardless of their initial motivation, report a sense of emerging from a fog within days of starting the fast. This newfound clarity is not coincidental, but rather the result of substituting processed, sugary foods with healthier alternatives such as nuts, fresh fruits and vegetables, and ample hydration. These changes not only enhance physical well-being, but can also significantly improve brain health. This journey towards mindful focus begs a reevaluation of where we choose to invest our finite resources of attention and care. By prioritizing spiritual growth and healthful living over fleeting pleasures like sugar, we're not just making dietary choices. We're choosing a path that leads to a more enriched, spiritually attuned life. Part 7, Discovering the True Prize, Deepening Your Divine Connection. As you approach the conclusion of your transformative 40-day journey free from sugar, you'll notice a profound enhancement in your mental acuity, a sharpening of your focus that paves the way for a more meaningful engagement with the world around you. Freed from the distractions of sugar cravings and the cycle of dietary preoccupations, you're poised to embrace a mindset ripe for compassion and generous spirit. The process of detoxing from sugar moves beyond merely abstaining from sweets. It serves as a catalyst for a fundamental shift in perspective, from a self-centered worldview to one that seeks to honor God through service to others. This could manifest in practical, tangible acts of kindness, such as redirecting funds previously spent on indulgences towards meaningful philanthropic causes, or in spiritual acts of generosity, like sharing the teachings of Jesus more fervently. In the practice of fasting and voluntary deprivation, hunger and the absence of sugar become not mere exercises in willpower, but transcendental experiences that can elevate the soul through prayer and reflection. Apart from the spiritual rejuvenation, the physical benefits of a sugar detox are equally noteworthy. Many who have journeyed through a sugar fast report significant health improvements: diminished joint inflammation, reduced frequency and intensity of headaches, enhanced skin health, and a noticeable decrease in symptoms of anxiety and depression. As valuable as these physical and spiritual benefits are, it's crucial to maintain the clarity and purpose you've cultivated throughout this period, especially as the fast draws to a close. The risk of complacency is real. The transformational shift you've experienced should not devolve into mere routine. By intertwining your newfound habits with ongoing prayer and focused worship, you reinforce the meaningfulness of your journey. Perhaps the most profound realization to emerge from your 40-day detox is the understanding of where true fulfillment lies. The quest for satisfaction, once sought in the fleeting pleasures of desserts or other temporary crutches, reveals its true nature. The ultimate reward, the one truly worth seeking, is not found in earthly pleasures, but in nurturing a deeper, more loving relationship with God. This divine connection, once obscured by the distractions of daily indulgences, emerges as the only genuine source of contentment and the most precious reward of all. Final summary. Sugar, often seen as a harmless indulgence, plays a cunning role in diverting our focus away from deeper spiritual pursuits. By embracing the challenge of a sugar detox, supported by prayer, reflection, and unwavering discipline, you embark on a journey to reclaim not only your physical health but, more importantly, the clarity of your spiritual connection. The most significant reward of this 40-day journey is a reinvigorated and more profound relationship with God, with any physical benefits, such as weight loss, serving as an additional, albeit welcome, bonus. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.